The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the priestly division of Abijah. And his wife was from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both were righteous in the eyes of God, observing all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blamelessly. But they had no child, for Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Once when he was serving as a priest in his division's turn before God, according to the practice of the priestly service, he was chosen by lot to enter the sanctuary of the Lord to burn incense. Then, when the whole assembly of the people was praying outside at the hour of incensing offering, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right of the altar of incense. Zechariah was troubled by what he saw, and fear came upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, because your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. And you will have joy and gladness, and will rejoice at his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn to many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers towards children, and disobedient to the understanding of the righteous, to prepare a people fit for the Lord." Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am old, and my wife is advanced in years." And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent not to speak to you, but to announce the good news. But now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day of these things take place, because you did not believe in my words, which will be fulfilled at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and were amazed he had stayed so long in the sanctuary. But when he came out, he was unable to speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He was gesturing to them, but remained mute. Then, when his days of ministry were completed, he went home. At this time, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she went into seclusion for 5 months, saying, "So has the Lord done for me at this time, when he has seen fit to take away my disgrace before others." The Gospel of the Lord.
There are so many things to talk about in this gospel today. First, we have to talk about the baptism of John the Baptist. We all know Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. The question is, who baptized John the Baptist? In the gospel, we heard Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist. On the day he was performing his responsibility as a high priest on the altar, the angel appeared to him and told him that he will conceive. And the child, the wife will conceive, the wife is Elizabeth, that the child the wife will conceive will be full of the Holy Spirit. In other words, before John the Baptist was conceived by Elizabeth, he was full of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, when Mary, after her conception by the power of the Holy Spirit, visited Elizabeth. The moment Mary stepped her foot in the house of Elizabeth, the child in the womb of Elizabeth leaped with joy. That is baptism. So when we talk about baptism, we have four kinds. We have baptism by the Holy Spirit. We have baptism by immersion. We have baptism by fire. And we have baptism by pouring. So the kind of baptism John the Baptist received is known as baptism by the Holy Spirit. Now that aside, today we just read the gospel of how Elizabeth conceived John. Today's gospel has to remind us that we have to take note of certain things that happen in our lives, and also be able to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Because God has plans for each and every one of us. And we should be able to explore, to know when God is speaking to us. Now, at the time, Zechariah lost every hope. At the time, Elizabeth, the wife, never thought that she would conceive. Was the time? She conceived. God's plan. And look at the scenario. When Zechariah was on the altar performing his duty, the angel appeared and gave him this prophecy. Zechariah doubted it. And because of the doubt, he became mute from that day. He never spoke again until Elizabeth gave birth to John. It was during the naming ceremony of John that was when Zechariah spoke for the first time after the conception by Elizabeth. One could have thought when Zechariah was mute, I knew so many things were going on in his mind. I knew people were so much worried. What is going on here? What is going on here? But because he was full of the Holy Spirit, they remained quiet until the manifestation of God's will. We have to learn how to cooperate with the grace of God. Whatever happens in our life, there is a purpose and a reason for it. So there is no need for us to panic. Rather, we have to keep praying and asking God that His will be done in our lives. And the will of God for each and every one of us is the best. And we can accept the will of God if we love God. If we dedicate ourselves by loving God, how do we love God? We love God by hearing His words and obeying His words. And He speaks to us every day. He speaks to us when we gather to celebrate the Mass. When we read the readings and the Gospels, God speaks to us. So we have to learn how to listen to the Word of God and how to cooperate with God. Because His will for us is the best at all times. And we know His will when we hear his word and put his words into action. Last Sunday, I was talking about the difference between happiness and joy. Most of us misplace happiness to be joy, but they are not the same thing. Happiness is a byproduct of our senses. Joy comes from God. Happiness is momentary. Joy is forever. So when we seek for joy, we will always be joyful, even in the midst of trouble. When we seek for joy, we will always be joyful, even when we are suffering. Just look at St. Paul, who said, "It is not I who lives, but God who lives in me." That was why St. Paul would always talk about joy, joy, joy. Even though he was suffering, even though he was being persecuted, yet he was joyful because of his love for God, of his belief in God. Because there was joy in him. So we should always seek for joy as Christians. And if we have that joy, pains will become meaningless to us. Sickness will become meaningless to us. Even at the point of death, we'll still be laughing, be happy. And people will be asking, "What is going on?" It is because we have joy that comes from God. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are preparing for this special moment, let us keep seeking for joy. Let us keep allowing or cooperating with the grace of God. Because that is a purpose that God has for each and every one of us. Mary cooperated with God, and she gave us Jesus. Elizabeth and Zechariah cooperated with God, and they gave us John the Baptist. So if we should learn how to cooperate with the grace of God, good things will always come out from any situation that is not good. May God continue to bless us and to strengthen us, that his words which we hear every day would transform our lives, so that like St. Paul, we will always say, "It is Christ that lives in me."